Welcome to my commentary on Paul's letter to the disciples in the province of Galatia, otherwise known as the Book of Galatians. This part of my commentary is Galatians 2, verses 11 through 14. Verse 11 says, "When Peter came to Antioch, as was the custom, as I have stated earlier, that the apostles from Jerusalem, which were basically the leaders of the church in general, they often went out to see how things were going in the cities where the gospel had been preached and where disciples had gathered together in Christian community. Well, Paul is going to speak of one of those times when Peter came. We don't know if others came with him immediately, but Peter did come to Antioch to see how things were going. That's what it means in verse 11 when it says, "When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face." I, meaning Paul. Paul opposed Peter to his face. Now, if you remember back in Galatians 1:1, I gave you a description that many Bible scholars feel could be a description of Paul. If that's right, Paul was short. He was bow-legged, had a long nose, protruding eyeballs, bald, and looked a little scary looking. And many scholars feel Peter was this big, tough, rough kind of guy, very masculine. We don't know that for sure, but just picture the skinny, bow-legged, big nose, bald, short Paul rebuking Peter to his face. I think that would make for an interesting cartoon. But that's what Paul did. He rebuked Peter to his face because he was in the wrong. Now, Peter was one of the main leaders in the church, and you would think that Paul might, quote, have more respect for Peter, unquote. More than anything else, Paul had respect for the truth of the gospel. And in Paul's mind, every Christian, whether a leader or not a leader, had to submit himself to the truth of the gospel. And if even a leader did not submit to the truth of the gospel, that leader needed to be corrected. And that is what Paul is doing here. When this took place, we don't know. There is really no hint when this took place. I'm pretty well guess that it took place before Acts 15, possibly before Acts 10, and most likely before Acts 11. Acts 10 is where Peter preaches to the Gentiles at Cornelius' house. Acts 11 is where he explains the whole situation to the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem, who were a bit leery of Peter preaching to Gentiles. By Acts 15, the big meetings in Jerusalem, Peter knew that there was nothing wrong with preaching to Gentiles. Anyways, Peter was in Antioch, and Paul opposed him because he was in the wrong. Verse 12, "Before certain men came from James, the brother of Jesus, James, the one that scholars believe is the leader in the church of Jerusalem. Before men came from James, he," meaning Peter, "used to eat with the Gentiles." Now, the problem with Jews eating with Gentiles was that they were afraid that they would eat certain food that was not permitted for them to eat according to the law of Moses. That's one big reason why Jews didn't eat with Gentiles. But Peter, understanding that he was no longer under the law of Moses and the demands that the law made on him when it comes to eating food and eating food with Gentiles, he had no problem eating with Gentile believers in Jesus. But when certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles, but when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The big, strong, tough, masculine Peter was afraid. Sometimes big, tough guys hide their insecurities and their fears with a veneer of masculinity. Not sure that was always the case with Peter, but it would not surprise me. He was afraid of the circumcision group. Paul could have called these men by a number of names, but he called them the circumcision group because they believed that in order to be a real Christian, you had to be circumcised because that's what the law of Moses taught the children of Israel. So these men came from Jerusalem. Peter was afraid of them. Paul calls them the circumcision group because circumcision is really the issue at hand here. Actually, it's the front issue at hand. The whole law of Moses and Gentiles and Jews submitting themselves to the law of Moses is the issue. But the front issue that is out in front is the idea of circumcision here. Verse 13 says, "The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray." Remember, Barnabas was one of the leaders in Jerusalem. When he went to Antioch, he saw God's grace on the Gentiles, and he was overwhelmed by God's grace being poured out on the Gentiles, so overwhelmed that he stayed in Antioch, got Paul from Tarsus to help him in the ministry in Antioch. And when Peter stopped eating with the Gentiles, even Barnabas stopped eating with the Gentiles. And Barnabas lived among these guys for years. Barnabas forsook eating with his friends, with his brothers in Christ, because he saw Peter doing the same. Barnabas participated in what Paul calls here Peter's act of hypocrisy. Some people don't like the word hypocrisy here. Actually, Catholic theologians don't even believe this is the Apostle Peter because they don't believe Peter would do such a thing. But this is the Apostle Peter. Now, the Greek word that's translated as hypocrisy is from the root word, a Greek root word, that we actually get our English word hypocrisy from. Some scholars would rather insert the word inconsistent instead of hypocrisy. Inconsistent meaning or being somewhat of a softer word. They say that Peter was simply inconsistent. Well, inconsistent he was. He himself was not being a hypocrite. I want to make that clear. But he was acting hypocritically. His action here was hypocritical because he was suggesting by his actions the reason why he no longer ate with the Gentiles is because he wanted to obey the law of Moses when the brothers from James came. But that was the hypocrisy. That was not the reason why he forsook eating with the Gentiles. He forsook eating with the Gentiles because of fear. He was afraid, not because he wanted to obey the law of Moses, because he knew very well that was no longer necessary. So in that sense of the word, Peter's actions were hypocritical. And Paul needed to deal with that immediately and openly. Verse 14, when I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all. Now, Peter's actions, his hypocritical actions, according to Paul, was not in line with the truth of the gospel. Why was Peter's action not in line with the truth of the gospel? Because the truth of the gospel says you don't have to be circumcised. The law of Moses is not to be submitted to anymore. Therefore, there is no distinction between Jew and Gentile when it comes to salvation. We are all one. That's the truth of the gospel. And Peter's actions denied the truth of the gospel because he separated himself from the Gentile believers. And in so doing, he was going against the truth of the gospel that makes both Gentile and Jews one in Christ. When we separate ourselves from one another as believers, we are doing the same thing as Peter is doing. The denominational structures that we have today that cause separation between believers and the Lord does not line up with the truth of the gospel. And so Paul says, you are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile. Peter is a Jew, but while he was in Antioch, before the brothers from Jerusalem came, he was living like a Gentile. And that was okay. Paul or Peter had no problem with that. So once again, Paul says, you are a Jew, but you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. Paul's saying that, Peter, you're not even living like a Jew. That, I tell you, for Peter is something, because Peter used to be a good Jew. And Paul says, Peter, you're not even living like a Jew now. You're living like a Christian. Paul goes on to say, how is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? He's saying, Peter, it's not fair. You are a Jew. You are a Christian Jew. You have been liberated from the law of Moses. Therefore, you have been eating and fellowshipping with the Gentile believers. But now you have stopped that. And by your actions, you're saying these Gentile believers must now live like a Jew, even though you yourself aren't living like a Jew. There's no logic to Peter's actions. It's just not fair, Peter. That's what Paul is getting at here. For further detail on this section, Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, you can refer to my commentary on stevesweetman.com.